The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, June the 27th. We're glad you're with us today. And two topics. We're going to talk about Central Missouri Dietetic Association and a couple of events they have coming up at the library, and then Greenhouse Theater Project. Let's start, first of all, with Ginger Myers. Welcome to Radio Friend, Ginger.
Thank you, Paul.
And you've got several, is it two or three events for kids at the library?
We do. The Central Missouri Dietetic Association is, of course, a group of dietitians from Columbia and Jeff City area. Mm-hmm. And we regularly have things going on at the Columbia Public Library. We have a couple events coming up, especially for kids. One is July 13th.
Okay.
And the other one is August 24th.
Well, that's pretty far in advance.
Yeah, August 24th.
July 13th, what is that one?
That one is these dietitians will be there, and they'll be doing some fun cooking demonstrations, and the kids will be getting involved and doing some cooking. They're also going to be making a healthy ice cream recipe.
Uh-huh.
Where they use little bags and ice and even a lower fat milk and just a little sugar, and they learn how to make their own ice cream.
Oh,
and,
so you're squeezing it then to make the ice cream.
Exactly. Yes.
But with the cooking, what kind of cooking are the kids going to do?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what recipes the dietitians will come up with that day, but I do know the ice cream is on the...
But they're actually going to cook with pots and pans and a stove?
I know the ice cream particularly is going to be, you know, part of the event that day, and we'll see what else they come up with. But again, mostly probably the ice cream is
okay.
The plan. So
that's July when?
That is July 13th.
Do people need to register in advance for this?
Yes. So call in the library. It's 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and mm-hmm. to let them know that they're going to be there. But I'm sure it will be open to a number of kids to be involved with that.
Okay. So if you're interested, grandmas or grandpas or moms and dads, call the library and tell them you want to sign up for that. And it's free of charge.
Correct.
Now, the other one in August that you have is what?
It's going to be a similar program, Paul, where they'll be doing, again, the ice cream. And I'm not sure what else the dietitians have planned that day. But, again, for kids, bringing them in, it's always good to get kids involved in the kitchen,
sure.
You know, at home and teaching them how to cook. And so it kind of gives them some ideas.
Getting an example, maybe some vegetables, too.
Yes.
Which would be good.
Definitely. You know, this time of the year, healthy, you know, fruits and vegetables and getting to try different things. So,
okay.
Excellent.
So, if you're interested in this for July and August, call the library. And what age group are we talking about?
You know, it could be almost any age of kids. If you know, they probably have to be, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 to be able to participate in
right.
this. But or older would be fine, too. And if parents have, you know, several kids or siblings, to just bring all the
and
whole
the parents,
family.
And the parents should stay with them.
Yes, the parents will be with
okay,
them.
Okay, so
yes.
This is not a babysitting service where you drop the kids off.
Right.
The parents have got to stay. Ginger, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Central Missouri Dietetic Association. That's really nice what you guys are doing. And with the library, too.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Elizabeth Broughton Palmieri.
You got it.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome, Elizabeth. And Emily Adams.
Hello.
Pleasure to have both of you here.
Thank you.
And you're talking about the Greenhouse Theater Project.
That is correct.
Now, we've had you on before, mm-hmm. and you've talked about different productions that you have. You came off of earlier
Romeo
this
Juliet.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Really well. We were really excited. Our tagline is innovative theater in unexpected places. So we had this urban amphitheater going on with a root cellar, PS gallery, and you know, the space really was the star of the show, I think it's fair to say, and people really enjoyed the kind of energy that came off using that, and we had a great response from our audience members and full nights, which is always good to play to. So, yeah, we were really excited.
Okay,
went
that was
really
when?
Well.
Romeo and Juliet ran when?
It was end of May, so I think it was like 22nd to the 27th, I think.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, you're actually in the middle right now of a summer camp program,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're teaching camps and workshops for the Columbia Career Center. So it's called Acting Up! And it's for kids ages 10 through 14. We're in the middle of a camp right now.
Right now. So what they had to leave the camp for just a couple
just
minutes
for you, Paul.
To come and do this, but the kids are supervised with
they
other
supervised.
Adults. Okay?
Absolutely. Don't worry.
They're not running
parents.
Wild, so
nope.
Don't worry about it.
Nope, nope.
Okay, what are they learning at the camp?
All aspects of theater, so not just performance. We like to teach them a little bit about theater design, what it's like to be a director, to be a facilitator, a producer, all aspects. They create a budget. They have their own theater company. And
what age group are we talking about?
10 to 14-year-olds is what we're working with right now. And it's really fun for them because they're in this age where they're really creative but also really trying to understand how things come together like that from all aspects. So it's really cool. And then they get to perform a little piece that they write at the end. So we're doing that. And we have another camp coming up in July.
Let me backtrack just mm-hmm. a minute. When they get to perform the piece that they write, mm-hmm. is it on a stage with an audience with moms and dads watching it, or is it just for the other students?
No, it's their family members come and their friends and whoever they want to invite. It's very
informal, isn't it?
It's low key, you know, but they still get butterflies in their stomach, and it's still performance. It doesn't matter what size your audience. So.
Okay. And then what else have you got?
So then we have another camp coming up July, let's see, what is that, 22nd through the 26th, and that'll be mornings.
And okay. That's the same camp as well, so it's acting
up. It's the same kind of camp. Mm-hmm. So it's too late for people to get in. Is it too late to get in on the camp?
This week is full, but the one in July, there are still some spaces, and they can go on the Columbia Career Center webpage and go under their summer programs and find Acting Up with Greenhouse Theater, and they can register.
Okay. So if you're interested, and is there a cost for it?
There is a cost for it. I don't know what it is right now.
But Barbie Banks has all the information. She'll be able to tell them everything.
Barbie Banks. Barbie Banks.
Columbia Career Center.
So call the Columbia Career Center. Yes. Do you know what that number is?
No.
Okay. See, the reason they don't know this is because they had to tear themselves away this morning.
We've got too many different hats to
Okay, right. But you can go online and find
it.
Go online and Google the Columbia Career Center and you'll find out all about it. And the classes run for 1 week?
They run for 1 week. And
are they all day long?
Nope, just in the mornings from 8 to 11:30.
And how many kids will you take?
We're taking anywhere between 16 and 20 on the high end, but 16 is kind of where we like to cap it.
That's neat. So, that's really nice. You know, when I was a kid, when I was that age group, mm-hmm. 10, 12, 13 years old, I always wanted to do a television show. But we didn't have organizations like this when I was growing up.
Right.
So I used to go down in my basement and I set up my own little television studio with lamps and whatever I could find around the house for my set. Yep. And then I'd make my sister go in there and we'd do our acting and I'd take pictures of her.
There you go. That's kind of what Liz reminded us, kids.
Now we
get paid to do it. It's great. It's kind of how we work this out.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming by. It's our pleasure.
Can we plug our website?
Yeah, go ahead. Your website.
Okay, greenhousetp.com is our website for Greenhouse Theater. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook, and we have an exciting upcoming season of events coming. So
check us
lots
out.
Of cool performances
okay, come
coming.
Back and we'll
come back.
We'll come back and we'll get that in. Okay.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, Music with Kathy and Dave. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.